we talked about how we are beginning to see a large, slow, but perceptible movement in the American electorate. Not just in this part of the country or over in that state, but nationally, we are seeing the American people move toward Republicans and away from Democrats. One of them is Stacey Abrams. Stacey Abrams, who falsely claimed over and over again that she really won the Georgia governor's race and became a folk hero to Democrats for denying, for being an election denier, even though she lost by 50,000 votes, lost the election by a point and a half in the only shot she had to win, which was the 2018 anti-Trump midterms in Georgia. She's now running for, I guess she would say, re-election. But she's trying to...
That's what she has claimed.
She's trying to defeat David Kemp, who's been a very successful governor. He was challenged in the Republican primary by someone who got upset that he wouldn't flip Georgia's voting results for Donald Trump, because Trump lost by only 11,000 votes in Georgia. And I think Kemp beat Sonny Perdue by, my goodness, 30 points. I mean, it wasn't even close. Okay, so here we come. Here we have Stacey Abrams running in November, and she had been down like 5 points or so. And latest polls show she's down 7 points. She's down by 8 points. She's falling further behind. And so she weighs in on the abortion issue to say that a number of states have what are called heartbeat bills, that once a heartbeat can be detected, the fetus's life should be protected, and there should be no abortion after 6 to 9 weeks. Stacey Abrams said there's no such thing as a heartbeat at 6 weeks of pregnancy. It's a, quote, manufactured sound so that men can take control of a woman's body. Now, regardless of how you feel about the abortion issue, this is yet another example of when science says something that progressives, people on the left, don't like, they just deny it. Have a listen. And you have to listen carefully. The sound has quite an echo here.
There is no such thing as a heartbeat at 6 weeks. It is a manufactured sound designed to convince people that men have the right to take control of a woman's body away from her.
Okay, she said, there is no such thing as a heartbeat at 6 weeks. It is a manufactured sound so that men can take control of a woman's body. We'll play it one more time here.
There is no such thing as a heartbeat at 6 weeks. It is a manufactured sound designed to convince people that men have the right to take control of a woman's body away from her.
Stacey Abrams, who has only been a state legislator in her life, believes there should be no restrictions at all on abortion. None. Not even into the ninth month of pregnancy. Fox News medical correspondent Dr. Nicole Sapphire says no.
I'm going to just deliver the truth and point out her is a complete lie. So at about 3 weeks after gestation or after conception, the heart, the cells of the heart, the myocardium, starts to rhythmically contract. So really, the heart starts beating at 3 weeks. Mm. Yes, you can start seeing the heartbeat 5 to 6 weeks after conception on the ultrasound, but that's only because it's so small and because of all the other structures are in the way with the pelvis. But that heart is contracting very easy early on.
Okay. So, again, that's, if you will, the life cycle of the heart, or not cycle, but the beginnings, the stirrings of the heart. What Stacey Abrams, again, who has only been a state legislator, and I'm not kidding, a softcore porn novelist. You didn't know that, Phil?
Yes, of all the things.
No,
she has.
She's written under a pseudonym.
I don't recall that.
No, she's written several books under a pseudonym.
It may have been that I just tried to block it out too.
It's kind of romance. I would let's say a hard R-rated romance novel.
50 Shades of Abrams.
Yeah,
something like that.
That's right. 50 Shades of Stacy. Anyway, she's going to lose this race, but it. It shows the mentality of the left. When science doesn't agree with you, deny it and denounce it in self-righteous terms. And of course, now you know what the real science is.